couple of steps to his right and looked over into the bed of the pickup. And then he spoke to someone.
How you doing, scamp? You stay in the back. I won't be long.
A nudge drove her in the ribs. Must have scared him, because he squawked. Shh! You want to get a shot?
No!
All right, then. Keep quiet. I just wanted to point out that our suspect is named Baxter.
How'd you know that?
Son, after you've spent years in this business, you remember certain names and faces. That guy's a notorious outlaw. He's been around. And what worries me is that he's got his gang in the back of his pickup. Drover peeked over the top of the grass.
I don't see anyone.
Well, silly, do you think they're gonna stand up and do handsprings? Of course not. They're hiding back there, which is just another clue that they're up to no good.
How far'd you say it was to the machine shed?
Shh! The notorious Baxter reached into the pickup bed and came out with a... What was it? A gun? A knife? I squinted and whispered to Drover, What is that thing he just pulled out?
Looks like a bucket to me.
A bucket? Don't be absurd. Listen, this guy's a dangerous outlaw. Would he be defending himself with a bucket?
Oh, okay.
But you know what? It was a dang bucket, which just didn't fit the usual M.O. That's a modus of operationis. He climbed down the cement crossing, went to the creek, and filled the bucket with water. Now, what's that guy up to? Wait, I've got it. He's stealing fish. Yes, sir, he's poaching.
I thought you said he was a cattle ruffler.
It's rustler. And with his record, he's liable to do anything, as long as it's against the law.
Oh, well, I hope he has better luck catching fish than you did, or we'll be up all night.
That's very possible, Drover. But if that's what it takes to work this case, that's what we'll do. The suspect filled his bucket, climbed back up to the road, set the bucket down, opened the hood of his pickup, took the cap off the radiator, and started pouring the water. Drover raised up and stared.
He's putting fish in his motor!
I studied the evidence and sifted through all the clues. You're right, Drover. Somehow this just doesn't fit the pattern. There's something very peculiar going on here. At that moment, I saw a head appear out of the bed of the pickup. Not a human head, as you might have suspected, but the head of a dog. Description: Beagle, age approximately 2 years, 3 months. Long ears, white band around a nose dotted with brown freckles. Gorgeous big brown eyes just below long lashes. Summary: The second suspect was not only a woman, but an uncommonly beautiful beagle dog who instantly raised my blood pressure and made me forget that Baxter was putting fish into his radiator. She looked in our direction and barked. It was a half bark, half bay that's common among your foxhounds, your bloodhounds, your bassets, and your beagles. She had seen us, and I had no choice but to go up there and ask her a few questions. Drover, you stay here and...
Hank, that's a woman, and gosh, she's awful cute. I'm going with you.
All right, but stay behind me and don't get in the way. We came out of our hiding place and swaggered up to the pickup.
Evening, ma'am. My name's Hank the Cowdog, head of ranch security. I'll need to ask you a few questions.
My goodness, look what's come out of the shadows. They call me Miss Scamper.
And I'm Drover.
Shut up, Drover. Miss Scamper, Sagebrush is purple and cactus is green. You're the prettiest beagle that I've ever seen.
My, my, you go right to the truth of the matter, don't you?
Fence posts are brown and barbed wire is rusted. The first time I saw you, my heart pretty near busted.
Shut up, Drover.
Miss Scamper fluttered them long eyelashes.
You boys are just full of yourselves tonight.
I gave Drover an elbow and tried to push him under the pickup.
Yes, ma'am, but I should warn you about Drover. He's very mealy-mouthed and insincere. And speaking for myself, I'd have to say that the most beautiful sunset in the world is just a flashlight compared to you.
You could be right about that, big boy. Did you say you had some questions to ask me?
Yeah! Will you be my girlfriend?
Get lost, Drover. Yes, ma'am. I've got a question or two. Where do you stay?
Well, now, I don't ordinarily get...